Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello everybody, this is Paul and this is another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. And this one is entitled Good News, Good News, the 282nd reading from the Suffer Well devotional series. We start off with a scripture in Hebrews 4, verse 2, when it says, when you think of the ministry of the Hebraic perspective, think of the power, resources, and direction. From Noah to Abraham, from Jacob to Moses, from David to Yeshua, and to all the earthly disciples, and then to us. Objective of ministry for Yahweh's children has never changed. Ultimately, it has a similar purpose with a focused message. For all those who are ruled by and will rule for Yahweh, for all overcomers, the ministry is to preach the good news. For indeed, the good news was preached to us as to them. To those in the wilderness, Hebrews 4, verse 2. Yeshua and the prophet of old would agree. He, Yeshua, came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogues on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty and to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh. Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were there in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Luke 4, 16 to 21 from Isaiah 61 verses 1 and 2. In Yeshua's day, there was no recorded covenant, commonly known as the New Testament, to read from. He taught in the synagogues from the scrolls of the Torah and the prophets, as was the custom, Jacob or James, the early leader of the assembly, as directed by the Rahadah Kodesh, the set-apart Holy Spirit, at the Jerusalem Council, clearly perpetuated the tradition in his ruling. For the law of Moses has been preached in every city from the earliest times and is read in the synagogues on every Sabbath, Acts 15, 21. Shaul, the Apostle Paul, also abided in this. At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual into the synagogue. There they spoke so effectively that what a great number of Jewish people and Greeks believed, Acts 14, verse 1. There were Greeks in the synagogue. Why? Think about it. And with this fresh understanding, you can now appreciate that the good news came from the Torah, the commandments of our wonderful Creator, and the prophets of the Old Covenant, commonly known as the Old Testament. Yes, all scripture is given by inspiration of the Almighty, and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of Yahweh may be thoroughly equipped for every good work, 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17. And by all scripture, Paul was not referring to the renewed covenant, the New Testament, as it was not yet written. Nevertheless, the people of Berea, who considered more fair-minded than the people of Thessalonica, because they were very willing to receive the Almighty's message, and every day they carefully examined the scriptures, the original covenant, the Old Testament, to see what Shaul, Paul, said was true. Acts 17, verse 11. There is deep, The Bereans used the Old Testament to confirm what Shaul was saying about Yeshua, if it was true. You shouldn't be surprised. Yeshua himself even proclaimed that if you believe in Moses, you would believe me for what he wrote about me, John 5:46. So now you must ask yourself, as a child of the Most High, what is the ministry that I am committed to? In other words, what is the good news you are anointed to preach? To help you discover the riches of the answer, we'll offer you this as a seed to plant in the hopefully fertile soil in your heart. What did you actually confess when you called on the name of Yahweh? In Romans 10:9-13, hint, study Romans 10 verses 1 to 8 in detail and reference from where the good news Shaul was preaching came from. That is the word of faith which we preach, Romans 10 verse 8. He was preaching Moses' words from Deuteronomy 30:11-14 and Leviticus 18:4-5. Read it. True ministry has Yahweh's fingerprints from his word all over it. If you believe Moses, you can believe in Shaul and Yeshua. And Yahweh's fingerprint is Yahweh's fingerprint evident in your ministry? It was in Shaul's, the Apostle Paul. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Master Yeshua, to testify the good news of the Mighty One's grace, Acts 20, verse 24. This is the good news derived from the Torah and the prophets. Yeshua answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but he who has sent me," John 7:16. And this is the ministry Yeshua handed over to us, telling everyone who listens, "The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news." As we learned in a previous devotional yesterday, loved one, the law, the commandments, is not legalism, but the very good news that saves us from our, that saves our souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we get that? Do we understand that? That's what we have to understand. So many people are taught today in the churches to read just the New Testament. There are so many people of Judaism that read just the Old Testament. The Bible is not two books, folks. It's one book. If you want a good translation, rip out the page in the middle that separates the original from the new covenant or the renewed covenant. Because it's not a new, it's a renewed. Taking the law off paper and putting it on our heart. He didn't say take it off paper and do away with it. He said put it on our heart. The evidence of our faith is our walk, is our actions. That's what we have to understand. You cannot experience and enjoy the grace of Yahweh if you're walking around living against the guidelines and instructions found in the Torah. Christianity has taken away from the word of our Creator. Judaism has added to it. For the word says, "Do not add or take away, but keep my commandments." That's what we must do. That's what we must do. And we have the evidence. Yahweh's fingerprint is all over it. We have Yeshua himself reading the Torah. Remember, all scripture is profitable for man. And in this whole New Testament, when they were talking about scripture, they were talking about the Torah. There was no New Testament back then. People are missing the point. They're not getting it. When somebody tells me, "I don't have to do that because that was nailed to the cross," or "That's for just Israel and I'm not Israel." You have an identity crisis and you do not understand your Bible. You need to repent and study your Bible some more. When people say Peter ate all the unclean food he wanted because he's allowed to now, that had nothing to do with food. You've been deceived. You're not well studied, and the Bible says to study well and suffer well. And we need to understand these things. You want to walk with Yahweh. You want to walk with him. You got to act like him. And Yeshua, the human form of Yahweh, showed us how to act by not living against the guidelines and instructions, but living with them. What has changed is Yeshua being our sacrifice. our redemption, our sacrifice. So the sacrificial system of the priest of old has now been replaced with our wonderful Messiah. Us no longer needing to go to the priest to reach Yahweh, we go through Yeshua and we reach him for who he is. Yeshua is Yahweh, as it says in the scriptures. And we think about this. In Micah 6:8, it says, he has made it clear to you, mortal man, what is good and what is of Yahweh, what he's requiring of you. Act with justice to treasure Yahweh's gracious love and to walk humbly in the company of your Creator. He no longer wants our physical sacrifices of animals and bulls and goats. Now he wants the sacrifices of our heart. He wants us to live according to his guidelines and instruction, even though it goes against our flesh, and to become new creatures in him. Without the word of scripture, without the full Bible, you don't know what is good or bad. It says in the renewed covenant that wicked people call good evil and call evil good. That's because they're not studying the original covenant. They don't know what it is. They don't know what it says. They're not comprehending how important it is. We have to get this. Colossians 1 verses 10 to 11 says, so that you might live in a manner worthy of Yahweh and fully pleasing to him as you bear fruit while doing all kinds of good things and growing in the full knowledge of Yahweh. You are being strengthened with all the power according to his glorious might, so that you might be patiently enduring everything with joy. Okay, let's break that down. That's such a powerful scripture. I'm going to break that down. It's powerful. Colossians 1 verses 10 to 11. So that you might live in a manner worthy of Yahweh and be fully pleasing to him. I said it the other day. We don't keep the commandments of our Creator to be saved. We keep them because we are saved. He first loved us. And we want to trust him and listen to him. And to live in a manner worthy of him is to follow his holy word, which is the commandments. And it's not some of them. To follow all of them. There's no picking and choosing. Remember, there's no neutrality with our Creator. And we continue the verse. It says, fully pleasing to him as you bear fruit while doing all kinds of good things. What do you think those good things are? And what do you think bearing fruit is? Bearing fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit doesn't say I'm going to have a bigger house or a nicer car. The fruit of peace and a joy that nothing from the outside can touch me with. The patience, the love, bearing fruit. But it says, while doing all kinds of good things. Not some kinds of good things, all kinds of good things. What do you think those good things are? A lot of people tell me, well, I'm a good person. I helped an old lady across the street. Good for you. Well, I'm a good person. I take care of my children. You're supposed to take care of your children. What are those good things? Our Creator wrote the whole Bible based on those good things. And it's the Torah, the instructions, the guidelines of our Creator. And he told us how to live our lives and how not to live our lives. Those good things are the commandments of our Creator. And then it continues, and growing in the full knowledge of Yahweh. Growing in the full knowledge of Yahweh. It doesn't say some knowledge. It doesn't say half a knowledge. The full knowledge of Yahweh. So we have Judaism today preaching about the works of Yahweh. Then you have the Christianity teaching about the grace of Yahweh. Guess what? They're both halves. They're both half. The full knowledge is doing what he said to do because he's given us redemption through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Do not add or take away. As we continue in Colossians 1 verse 11, it says, you are being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might so that you might patiently endure everything with joy. You know what that is? Suffering well. Suffering well. And that's what this devotional series is all about. Suffering well. So we look at the full word of our scripture. And it says Deuteronomy 8 verse 6. Observe the commandments of Yahweh your God by walking in his ways and fearing him. I will submit to you the gospel of our Creator, the good news of everything. Yes, comes by Yeshua. But then he tells us and gives us his directions on how we to live our lives. And with that, it shows us in Colossians 1, 10 to 11 and Deuteronomy 8 to 6. Observe the commandments of Yahweh, your Elohim, by walking in his ways and fearing him. The good things that he planned for us to do a long time ago. Romans 13:13 says, let us walk with decency as in the daylight, not carousing with drunkards, not sexually immorality or promiscuity, not in quarreling and jealousy. No, these are not things of Yahweh. Walking in decency with him is knowing you're following him, truly following him, not making up excuses saying you're a believer, but in fact, you're a make believer because you're talking with your mouth, but you're not following him in your works. I say it all the time. Christians come up to me and say, well, I'm not under the law. Oh, I don't need to follow the commandments because Yeshua nailed it to the cross. Listen, people of Christianity today follow 90% of the commandments of our Creator. And then they fuss about two or three or four or five of them. And people say, well, I keep the 10 commandments. I say, well, there's not only 10. There's over 600. Good for you that you're keeping in your mind only 10 of them. And you're not even keeping those 10. Because what have you done with the Sabbath? But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter if you're keeping 99% of them or at least attempting to keep 99% of them. A Creator is not a creator of neutrality. He's a creator of completeness. And he wants us to have the desire of keep all and not pick and choose. And somebody says, well, we're not perfect. We can't keep them all. Don't use that as an excuse not to try to keep any. And it's not our actions or the final result of what we're doing that has to be perfect. It's our heart and our desire that has to be perfect. We can desire to keep all of them. We could have that desire to keep all of them. Yahweh will determine the outcome if you're successful or not. Yahweh will give us the grace of Yeshua to cover us when we don't complete a task. If we're truly repentive, repentance brings refreshing. But what people have done today is sick and wicked by making excuses and teaching others not to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. That is not the gospel. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, for we are his creation, created in Yeshua for the good works which Yahweh prepared for us a long time ago, and that we should walk in them. Do you understand that? Those good things he's talking about is the commandments of our Creator. For we are his creation, created in Yeshua, for the good works, Torah, for which Yahweh prepared ahead of time so that we would walk in them. And 2 Chronicles 7, 17 to 18 says, as for you, if you faithfully follow me, as David your father did, obeying all my commandments, decrees, and regulations, then I will establish a throne of your dynasty. For I made this covenant with your father David when I said, one of your descendants will always rule over Israel. In opposition to that, it says in Exodus 15, 26, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instruction and keep my commandments, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians who were disobedient to me. But if you do not follow these guidelines and instructions, not only will I put the same disease upon you, but I will give you diseases you never even heard of yet. We live in a time today where we have more money, science, and technology than ever before in the history of the man. But we also have more diseases than ever before in the history of man. But we also have more people living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator than ever before in the history of man. Do you see the correlation of what we just read? And we think about that. Then we can go back and we can see these scriptures that they talk about in today's teaching. Acts 20 verse 24. But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned to me by Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. The work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of Yahweh. And John 7:16 says, so Yeshua told them, my message is not my own. It comes from Yahweh who sent me. Leviticus 18, 4 and 5 says, you must obey all my regulations and be careful to obey my decrees. for I am Yahweh your Elohim. If you obey my decrees and my regulations, you will find life through them. I am Yahweh. How much more needs to be said than that? Yeshua is following Yahweh's word and speaking Yahweh's word. All the prophets are speaking Yahweh's word. And Yahweh's word says, you must obey my regulations, my commandments. And then I look at what we read the other day in Deuteronomy 30, verse 11 to 14. This command I am giving you this day, it's not too difficult for you. And it's not beyond your reach. It is not kept in heaven so distant you must ask, who will go up to heaven and bring it down so we can hear it today and obey? It is not kept beyond the sea so far that you must ask, who will cross to the sea to bring it to us so we can hear it and obey? No, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and on your heart so that you can obey it. Every single person listening to my voice right now has access to receive the scriptures of our wonderful Creator. And part of those scriptures, the foundation of those scriptures, are found in the original covenant, the Torah. It's not a Jewish thing. It's a Bible thing. It's a Yahweh thing. For all people that believe in Yeshua, we are the Commonwealth of Israel, and we need to follow what he has to say. If you want to walk with our Creator, walk like our Creator. Do you understand that? If you want to follow Yeshua, follow him. We need to get that and understand that. If you want to walk closer with him, closer to him, follow what he's telling us to do and forgo your worldly desires, making up excuses and looking for loopholes in the word to try to justify your sin. Hebrews 10:22 says, let us continue to come near with sincere hearts and the full assurance that faith provides, because our hearts have been sprinkled clean from the guilt of consciousness and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking into Yeshua, unto Yeshua, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before he endured the cross, despising shame, and is sat down at the right hand on the throne of Yahweh. And Luke 10:27, he answered saying, they shall love Yahweh with all their heart, with all their soul and with all their strength and all their mind, and love their neighbor as their self. When you accept Yeshua as Messiah, something is supposed to change. Your heart. You are to no longer love the things you once loved. Now you are to hate those things, and now you are to love the things of Yahweh. Romans 8:29 says, because those whom he forsaken, he also predestines to be conformed to the image of his son, that his son would be firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And Philippians 1 verse 6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. Yes, that day when he's coming back. Growing closer to Yahweh. Closer to Yahweh. That's what we need to do. And not going in the wrong direction, but walking in the right direction. Walking in faith, trusting the unseen, but believing in the word that he gave us that we can see. That's what we need, to seek that narrow road and to walk on it and follow Yeshua. We must be aligned with his will for our lives. And we look at those in scripture that are obliged to Yahweh's will. So we need to understand when it says we must be not unequally yoked, it's not only talking about us and our relationships here on earth. It's talking about us and our relationship with our Messiah. It's talking about us and our relationship with Yahweh. Amos 3 verse 3, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? So Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, the one so many proclaim and in such high esteem, he's living one way. Are you equally yoked with him in your desire to follow the Father? When we look at the people in scripture and the choices they made, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, all of them, they decided to follow the commandments of our Heavenly Father. And we must decide to do the same thing. We must be obedient to his holy word. No, this isn't a matter of legalism. This is a matter of obedience. We must get that and understand that. We need to obey our Father. Remember, he loved us first. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, thanks be to Yahweh for this amazing gift that he's given us. We have his holy word. This holy word to teach us. To teach us and show us. Obey Yahweh because he loves you. If the love of Yeshua is not enough for you to live a godly life, then you don't know him. Romans 5:8 says, but Yahweh demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Yeshua died for us. Ephesians 5:2 says, and walk in the way of love, just as Yeshua loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to Yahweh. Now, many people say, oh, I'm a good person. I believe in love and all this other stuff. And they try to give their neighbor love and all these things that they think is love and all this stuff. Well, if you're doing it by breaking the commandments of our Creator, that's not love. That's disobedience and sin. He first loved us, so we must love him. You may remember Ephesians 5:2 and walk in the way of love, just as Yeshua loved and gave himself up for us. John 4:10 says, this is love. Not that we loved Yahweh, but that he loved us and sent his son for atoning sacrifice for our sins. You must obey Yahweh because you love him. John 14:21 says, he who has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by the Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those who love me and those who seek me first. First, those who love Yahweh and hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. The Bible tells us what evil is. It's not based on man's opinion. It's based on the word creator, the word of our creator. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? And that's my question to all of you today. Why do you call yourself followers of Yeshua and not do what he says to do? It's time we repented and got right with our creator so we can be right with us. Hallelujah. The good news we need to share with others is not only that Yeshua died for us, but that he left us with the Holy Word showing us right from wrong and how and what the will is of Yahweh and how to live our lives. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. And to go and show others and to suffer well. To suffer well. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Let me see you wave your hands in the air. Come on, we've come to magnify the Lord and give him some glory. Want you to help me sing this song. Come on, lift those voices. If it had not said.